So today, as we begin our discussion of the circle of belief, we first clarify the difference between big T truths and little t truths. Some of you have heard these expressions before. I learned these terms in Unity, and I don't know if any other spiritual teaching uses them this way or not. Maybe they do, maybe they don't, but it works for us, and so let's continue. Little t truths include statements like, it's been a cool spring, you're wearing a nice dress, my dog has fleas, I'm angry with my neighbor. These are little t truths. The big T truths are the same as God's laws or divine principles. Big T truth is eternal and unchanging. Unity's five principles, especially the first four, are big T truths. One presence, one power, God, the good, omnipotent. Principle number one. Two, humans are divine. There's a lot of ways of saying that, but that's what it boils down to. You're made of God's stuff. Three, the creative power of mind. And four, we have access to divine intelligence through prayer and meditation. Then the one that I don't think is a big T truth, but it is really the heart of Unity, the practical application of what we teach. This is not a theoretical religion. This is a practical religion. This is something you can take home with you and use. So the fifth of Unity's five principles is action, putting it into action. Now, some other big T truths are, God's love is unconditional. God already sees you as perfect because God knows you are perfect. God knows that you can be confused, you can be wrong, but you cannot be bad. God doesn't need to forgive you. God doesn't see anything you need to be forgiven for, and neither should you. God's love is unconditional. Another big T truth is that you are eternal and infinite. You're made of God's stuff. God is eternal and infinite. That is the cloth from which you are cut. Another one, as you sow, so shall you reap. Oh, I hate that one. That one sneaks up and bites me in parts I don't like from time to time. Okay, the next one. All things happen for good. And another and the last one on this list is there are no victims. And if you can embrace that list of truths, you probably ascend right on the spot, right in front of us. Just, where did she go? The big T truth that we're working with today is the creative power of mind, which in Unity is called the law of mind action. Who can tell me how we express the law of mind action?
Thoughts.
Held in mind. Produce after their kind. It's our little jingle that we use for this. Thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. Now, the circle of belief is a diagram. Ta-da! And it shows the energy moving between our inner world of beliefs and thoughts and the outer world of physical form and physical expression. We have often worked with the image of the outer world being like a blank screen upon which we project the world of form, according to our beliefs about ourselves and about the world. And this is the way it works. This is something you can take home and use. This is something I use in the dark night of my soul, okay? It starts with a belief at the top. Those beliefs, especially the ones that do not manifest what we think we want are often that we are unworthy in some way. And there's a whole list of ways to be unworthy. My house is messy, I weigh too much, my job doesn't pay enough, you know. All of it, all of these beliefs are ways we have of preventing ourselves from success because we think we're unworthy. So if we have a belief about being unworthy, and that belief held in mind produces after its kind, is responsible for the events which we project on the screen of the world. And those events will seem to tell us that we're unworthy. See, I told you I was unworthy. Look what happened to me. Okay? And then when an event like that happens and you feel really yucky about it, this is the power step right here. This is the power step. You have feelings to give you feedback about the events that you created with your beliefs. So if something happened and you feel really yucky about it, stop and think, what belief could a perfect child of God be holding in their mind, be holding erroneously in their mind, that would have caused an event like that? The feeling leads you to the belief. If you feel unworthy, look to a belief you've got that you are something less than God's divine beloved child. And when you do, when you let that feeling take you to a logical conclusion about what kind of belief I could have been holding that caused that, then you have identified what we like to call an error thought or an error belief. The outer expression that occurs that may be upsetting is often in response to beliefs like this. There's never enough. Oh, that one's insidious. Beliefs in lack and limitation. The world is going to hell in a handbasket. It's cold and flu season. You don't want to have that belief. Guess what you get when you do? I got it. I never win, born to lose. Life is hard. And my favorite, hard work and sacrifice are necessary in order to succeed. If you hold these beliefs, the world will support you in that vision of the world. The only way to change what we experience in the world is to change ourselves. To use our response to what we see, and the response is our feelings, okay? And let them, our feelings, guide us to our beliefs and recognize the error belief. Now here's the really good news. Changing error beliefs is very easy. The whole work involved is recognizing it as an error belief. Once you recognize it, then it seems ridiculous and you can release it. Changing error beliefs does not require hours of prayer or reciting hundreds of affirmations. And when you find one in the murky depths of your mind, they are instantly recognizable because they are not in alignment with Big T truth. Big T truth is where it's at. Error beliefs will seem ridiculous. This is a word I use on purpose. I use it in my own spiritual work. When I come against a belief like that, I'll go, why, that's just ridiculous. Why would that ever be true? Why would God make something like that? Why would I want to believe that? It's ridiculous. And in that awareness, that belief evaporates. And you have tools to use to put new beliefs in its place. But knowing that you can just dismiss them because recognizing them is all it takes. You may have been led to believe otherwise. This is physics. This is the mechanics of reality creation. This is what we are calling the circle of belief is not theory. It is not philosophy. It is science. It's hard, cold science. It is the science of life, of being, and practicing the circle of belief will keep you on the fast track to enlightenment. So let's get back to those pesky beliefs. We create and interpret the events in our lives and in the world through a template of our beliefs. And our beliefs create our worldview. So we have a certain definition of why things are the way they are and why they happen. And this is a template laid over the energy of the outer so that it looks the way you think it should look because you've told it to with what you believe. Do you remember those green plastic templates that we used in high school geometry to draw things through? That's a template. It is something that allows you to define an undefined space, and your beliefs are the template that define the undefined space of the outer world into the experience that you have of it. Our worldview is a collection of beliefs about the meaning of things that we've experienced. Now, know that the same events mean many different things, mean different things to different people, because we're all using different templates. That's another clue for you. Somebody else may see it differently, and it might really help for you to see that there was a different way of looking at it. Okay. I like watching Bill Maher on HBO on Friday nights. Well, actually, I watch him on Saturday mornings. He is a liberal comedian and journalist. He is an atheist, but he doesn't realize how foolish he sounds. He has a segment called New Rules. And it's like, well, okay, if that's what the government is doing, we're gonna have to change the rules to accommodate it. And then he makes up all these really ridiculous new rules about the things that are going on. Well, I like the idea of adopting new rules and creating a new paradigm. Creating a paradigm based on big T truth. But when it comes right down to changing your paradigm, this can be big, it can be disorienting, it can be scary. And it reminds me of when I was in my 20s, I worked in a software company in Chicago, and we liked to play cards at lunch hour. And if you haven't played cards with computer programmers, you've never played cards before, let me tell you, it's a whole different level of playing. We like to play spades, and we played spades every noon for months. The object of spades is to collect as many spades as possible. Spades are trumps, and the way you win is be the first to reach 500 points. Okay. So after months and months of playing spades, one day somebody said, let's play hearts. Now you might think that these two games, spades and hearts, had the same rules. And in one you just use spades this way, and the other one you use hearts in the same way. But no, it is not that way at all. In spades, you want spades. In hearts, the object is to avoid collecting hearts. And in spades, you win at 500 points. In hearts, you lose at 100 points. Collecting points loses. And just to keep things confusing, when you're playing hearts, the Queen of Spades is the worst card of all, has the most points. I got whiplash from making this change. But consider that both of these games are played with a standard 52-card deck of playing cards. Very same material, same number of cards. The cards look the same because they are the same, but nothing else is. It is the same reality of a 52-card deck, but it plays totally different when using a spade template versus a heart template. These are new rules. And you can apply new rules to the same reality. When you have new rules, each hand is interpreted differently. Each card has a different value. And when we are approaching a paradigm shift, whether in our personal beliefs or in our cultural beliefs, like race mind, it may look like the same world. It may look like the same world. The TV news may sound as depressing. We still may be fat or poor. Yet none of those small t truths mean the same as before, because we're interpreting them through new rules. We have changed the game. We are implementing big T truths, and we're implementing them right where it says belief. So then it will be reflected in reality. Our feelings will be much better about what happens, and that will be a self-expanding cycle, because it is the creation of reality. It's physics. See if you believe me when I say that. Okay, one more list of big T rules. You and everyone else are one with everything. You and everyone else are one with God. You and everyone else are powerfully creating the physical experience. You are already doing this. It's just time you figured it out so you could do it intentionally. You and everyone else have direct guidance from your inner divinity. So remember that. Remember always. And as you remember this, expect the world to reflect it back. There is no loss. There is only love. And thus ends the lesson. God bless you all. Thank you.